This is the corn weed management trial, and this is a kind of a centrally coordinated trial that's organized out of St. Paul. It's replicated here at the Rochester site, as well as at Waseca and Lamberton. And so these are commercially available programs and promoted programs. And so generally we expect these herbicide programs to work pretty well in terms of weed control. And so you'll see that when you walk through the plots that you do tend to see pretty good control this time of year. But there are a couple of nuances to kind of pay attention to or notice, I guess. Several of the programs are all pre-emergence, so there's no post-emergence herbicide application. Typically, these work pretty well for us. I would almost say very well. And there is a little bit of a risk with these if by chance we were to make these applications and then we got dry and weeds started to emerge and we kind of continue to be dry and the weeds put on a couple of leaves. Any of those that escaped the herbicide would go on to cause trouble. And so there is a little bit of risk with that all pre-program. For the most part, though, we've gotten it to work well, and we tend to have pretty wet springs. And so we do have to acknowledge that there is a little bit of risk. And so one way around that is to split that into two applications, some of these programs. And that's one way to kind of mitigate it. It does double your application cost, but as far as having to get out there to apply two times. That said, it is one way to kind of get around some of that potential, the off chance we do get a dry year. But for the most part, those have worked real well for us. Other things to notice, what you'll know is or see is that some of these vary in their application windows as far as if we put a pre down, how many days do we have till we have to come back to put on the post-emergent herbicide. And so we can see some differentiation amongst the programs. Certain products will give us a little bit wider window, so we'll have more days to get that post-emergence application done. And so that's something to pay attention to when you're looking at the treatments and the plot signs. You can notice that the timing differences. The other thing we mentioned earlier today was that we don't have a real good giant ragweed or water hemp site, but historically we've worked on a site that has both good giant ragweed and water hemp. And so one of the things that you don't see here today that we've seen in the past is with, in particular, if you look at Verdict, when we have those lower use rates, 10 versus 16 ounces, we do or have seen that giant ragweed break through those programs a little bit quicker. And so something to be aware of. You won't see that here today, but one of the benefits with going with a higher rate is if you're dealing with that giant ragweed, it can help can manage that particular weed. And so something to note. But with that, just take your time and walk through and look into the plots and see what kind of control we're getting, and take a look at what's being promoted out there.